Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check. What's up, guys? 585-252-9800. It's Moose and Breezy on PXY Mornings. We're just checking in this morning, seeing what the good vibes are. We're trying to set the tone for the rest of the week, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Who's here, Breeze?
So many of our friends are just checking in. You can be one of them, 585-252-9800. Well, who do we have here? Our friend Hannah's here. Not to be confused with intern Hannah. And she says, great weekend. Love celebrating the Bills yesterday and pulling out the W.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Let's see who else is here. Our friend Lindsay's here. She says, had a great weekend. Tried a couple new spots around the city. I just love it here. Good. Fall back in love with your city.
What's the newest spot? Gotta do. What's the latest spot that's just open?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, they're constantly flipping and switching and doing all the things with all these different places. But
well, we know Park Ave has run out of space.
No, I mean, the brand new coffee shop just opened up like last month, which if you haven't been to Montgomery Court, go. It's awesome. On the other side of Park Ave, that there's nothing down there. It's way more quiet and just secluded, but it's a great vibe. This person says, great vibe. Spent the weekend celebrating my brother and his wife as they got married. That's from Ken's.
Hey, congratulations.
It's nice. And who else is here? Olivia says, excited to vote tomorrow and do my civil duty. Perfect.
It's a big day tomorrow.
I'm in my good vibes today because our company finally hired another engineer. So
yeah, we finally did. That was over a 1 year search. That took a little while, but they needed the perfect candidate.
Yes, they did.
I was like, do you need us to do it? We could do it. Like, nah, please don't.
So shout out to Dylan. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, Dylan's our new guy. Love that. Poor Derek. Our head guy, our engineer Derek, has just been
miserable.
Well, he's overworked. Yeah. I mean, he's one guy trying to take care of five radio stations in a building. It's a lot.
Yeah, I'd be miserable too.
That's a lot. So I'm glad he finally got some help. Yes, the vibes are up. It's going to be 60 for the high today and then 75 tomorrow. Don't ask me what's going on, but we'll take it. This is great. Wednesday, 68. Thursday, close to 60. Friday, same exact thing. It's just, yeah, the weather looks pretty good. So
good
vibes
stuff.
Are totally up. Bought a car on Saturday.
How'd that go?
Pretty good. I was very impressed with just how quickly I was like in and out. You know what I mean? I didn't have to deal with any kind of hassle. So I'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit.
Nice.
But before that, big story of the day. This. How many of you have not voted yet? Because here's the deal. Early voting in New York State wrapped up last night.
Mm-hmm.
And with Election Day being tomorrow, Monroe County is expecting to break a whole lot of records. And people are wondering, who's it going to be? Trump? Harris? Who's to say? We'll talk about all the voting and the polls, when they're going to close, all that stuff coming up for the big story of the day next. And why you need to make sure you get out there and vote, vote, vote.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause whatever the outcome is, if you didn't vote, you have no reason to complain.
Right.
So sorry. We'll talk about that coming up next. Thank you guys for the vibes this morning. It's PXY.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Okay, guys, here's the deal. Early voting in New York State wrapped up last night. And with Election Day tomorrow, Monroe County is expecting to break some records. Numbers are in, far exceeding 2020 early voting by up to over 20,000 voters. So, however, though, the board says their work is far from over with Election Day right around the corner. They're prepared for a very busy day with hundreds of thousands of voters expected to come to polling sites across the country. They said they should probably end up around 130,000 voters for early voting this year. And it's never been this high. They will exceed 2020 by over 15 or 20,000 voters, said Peter Elder, who's the deputy Republican commissioner at the Monroe County Board of Elections. Even with 130,000 voters voting early, there's over 220,000 more voters that are going to be voting on Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of companies that understand this. Some people are going to be late to work.
Right.
And they're asking some of their employers, hey, just give us a heads up if you're going to be out of the office for 6 hours.
Right.
Hey, you know, just let us know. Now they'll be voting in 215 separate polling sites. So the impact in each polling site will be less, but it's going to be a very, very busy day for the inspectors. The inspectors, people at the election dealing with this. According to the Board of Elections, nearly 500,000 people are registered to vote in Monroe County this
mm-hmm.
year. That's the most registered voters in the history of the county. So it's really nice to see how many people are, yes, they want to make a difference. They want their voice to be heard, their vote to be counted, because God knows, we all know somebody that complains when the results come out, but those people never voted.
Right. Absolutely.
So for the first time ever, the county will issue a robocall to those voters with a phone number on record. I mean, most likely you already received that call, which contained a quick message with important deadline information. Along with that, I'm sure you've also received over 100 political text messages. I know I have. But deadline to vote is tomorrow. Who will it be? Donald J. Trump or Kamala Harris?
That we just simply don't know, but there's been a lot of voting anxiety for me. Did you vote yet, or are you doing it on Tuesday?
I'm good to go, yeah.
A lot of voting anxiety for sure. We'll get into that a little later on in the show, but
we will talk about that coming up at 7:10. But next, how many of us always feel the need to constantly get a deal? I don't know. I think maybe it's in our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
We constantly want to feel like, hey, we made out, and it doesn't matter.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No matter how small it is.
I never want to feel like I'm getting screwed.
This was me over the weekend, totally on Saturday. And it may have come off a little petty.
Okay.
But I did it anyways.
Classic.
I'll tell you what I bought, where I was, coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
Your chance at winning $5,000 every day.
Every day.
7 days a week.
Yay! Thank you. I have no idea how much I actually need this right now.
Winning is easy.
How many of us always feel the need to constantly get a deal?
Me.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Yeah, we know. Say no more. I think maybe it's in our DNA because we constantly want to feel like, hey, we're making out. We're getting a deal on something, whether it's a big purchase or not. Who cares? And I think sometimes it's possible to come off petty when doing this type of thing, but so be it. A deal's a deal.
Yeah.
This weekend, I bought a new car. Very excited about it. It was a great experience. I'll go ahead. I'll give iHonda a free plug because everyone there actually made this process, which typically is, as we know, a painful one, not so painful. And so thank you. They were great. And I was in and out of there in an hour or so. But I ended up getting the car I wanted. And I got a good deal. But it just wasn't enough because I needed to feel like I made out. You know what I mean? Like, and I did.
Wait, but you did get a good deal.
Yeah, but I needed to walk away feeling like, yeah, I worked them. I got a great deal. So what do? After I send this poor sales guy back and forth from the GM's office for I don't know how many times, he comes back and says,
like running.
All right, I can't believe they said yes to your offer, but they're good with it. We're going to do it. I said, I need all brand new floor mats included. He goes,
what?
The sales guy goes, what? I said, I need the mats, brand new mats. I need them included with the car, no deal. And the look on his face was like, you're annoying me.
Yeah, he's like, honestly, no deal.
So he comes,
next.
He comes back and he's like, all right. They said yes to the floor mats. I said, all right, where do I sign? But that was the icing on the cake. Listen, when I bought my last car in California, bought a pretty expensive car. And while I'm signing it, I said to the sales guy, I like this pen. May I keep it? He goes, you want my pen? I said, yeah. He goes, all right, take the pen. I took the pen.
It's a Bic from Dollar General.
It was probably his favorite pen, but man, did it write nice. And I took the pen. You know, I needed something. So how many of you can relate, though? Anyone have a stubborn dad who tries to find a deal even when an item on sale is already discounted? Like, they'll look for a loose thread on a t-shirt just so they can ask the manager to take 10 bucks off the sales price.
This is my dad when it comes to traveling. He's like, we're gonna drive to Elmira, and then we're going to fly to California, and then we're going to land in Fort Myers 3 days later. Yeah. But it's only $7.
Right. Like, that's your dad.
Okay.
Your dad will go so out of the way to save a buck.
He's a money guy.
He's a financial advisor. 585-252.
At some point, though, you got to take a look in the mirror and say, is it worth it? You know what I mean? Is it worth it?
It typically never is after you get done telling us the story of how this trip went down.
We have driven to Pennsylvania, to Philly, to fly out. Like, it's been wild.
Right.
We're going to drive to Philly, then we're going to fly to, you know.
This was me 3 years.
North Dakota. We're going to fly to Fort Myers. Like,
six years ago, I took a trip from LAX all the way back to Rochester. What do you think I wanted to do? Times were tough. I had to save a buck. I went from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, from Vegas till Milwaukee, 4-hour layover from Milwaukee to Rochester, something like that. I don't know. I had like three airports I had to go to so I can save 20 bucks off the ticket price. And I'm like, that 6.5 hours of travel time turned into 17. It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
But 585-252-9800, what's the one thing you guys have tried to get a deal on, whether it was big or small? We'd love to hear from you. Because growing up, I would watch my dad go into a dealership.
Mm-hmm.
And he would wheel and deal these guys. He loved getting up and walking out. He loved walking out. Nothing brought my dad more pleasure. So and I remember being just a little kid, but watching him.
Like, aren't we going to get a car?
Well, I would, that's
aren't
true.
Aren't we going to get a new Windstar?
I'd watch my dad walk out, and I'd ask him, like, are you going to buy the van? No, we're going. Get in the car. We're leaving. And then when I was 13.
Would they run after him?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they would, and he loved that. So when I was 13, I was at a dealership.
He loves the chase.
I was at a dealership with my dad, and he was trying to buy a new, like, van for the family. You know, the minivan?
The Windstar.
He sent this poor sales guy back and forth to the GM's office maybe 12 times. I mean, my father did not let up. He wanted a deal. The guy finally comes back and says, sir, I think you tired my manager out because he finally agreed you can have it at the price you want. And my dad goes, well, I want all new floor mats with the van. And the guy goes, sir, you're going to get me fired. And then this was me. 30-something years later, I did the exact same thing.
You are your father.
Thanks, Dad.
I think the moral of the story is we always turn into our parents. We always do. I mean, when I would go shopping with my mom, not for cars, but for clothes, we would never even entertain the idea of a front rack. You got to go to the back. It's a clearance.
Oh, interesting.
Never. Didn't even look at it. She's like, we don't pay full price for things. We go to the back. I'm like, okay, T. I mean, rocking last season. Oh, yeah.
Andrew says, Moose, your dad is pretty similar to my father. He tried getting the woman who worked at Starbucks to give him a cheaper rate on his cup of coffee. He doesn't understand. That's not how things work. It's so awkward and embarrassing.
Prices are set. They're bargaining like they're at a garage sale. It's
right.
Like, no. No.
Trish says, my husband always tries getting the guy at Best Buy to knock $100 off the TV he wants. Until this day, it's never, ever worked.
Never.
The prices are set, people.
You know, in the sense of the car and things like that, for sure, that's a negotiable thing. You in the middle of Von Maur being like, this blouse is 30, I want it for 25. They're like, it's corporate. We don't bargain here.
Yeah.
We don't bargain here. I'm so sorry. But
when I used to work and do those road shows at Costco for the skincare, the prices were set. What you see, this is the price. And people would come up to me, it's $150. I can do $90. I said, sir, this isn't a garage sale. You're at Costco.
You're not in Chinatown. This is
what are you doing? These are the prices. You go to the register and you pay what's on the barcode.
I love doing this in Chinatown with fake designer purses. I loved it. One time I was actually locked in a garage because the police were coming. But that's a story.
Oh, can't wait to hear about that.
98 PXY.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.